Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1907, The New Currency, by Andrew James of itsandrewjames.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Happy Sunday again. I'm back for a second post today, something brand new for the show. We thought it would be nice to share an article from one of our other podcasts once a week as a little bonus for you, usually overlapping with personal finance or money, or even just building good habits. Don't worry, we're not taking anything away, just giving you a little extra for the weekend. So today's post is from Optimal Living Daily, the original podcast in our network. Justin will read this one to you, and if you enjoy it, you can find Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. And be sure to follow or subscribe for daily episodes. So with that, here's Justin as we optimize your life.
The New Currency by Andrew James of EstablishingTheSelf.com. A new creative renaissance has begun, and birthed from it, a new generation of the digital age, an era where seemingly anything is possible. A plethora of individuals from various walks of life are joining a new movement, one that specializes in the breeding and nurturing of human vision, a movement that propagates the discovery and betterment of the self. The members of this ethological cult, perhaps the only cult worth joining, have biologically hacked their lifestyles, optimally utilizing and profiting off of what has come to be known as the new currency. Now they're richer than ever, and you can join them. An integral part of modern society's functionality is a dependence on a populous workforce, a large group of worker bees to keep the hive running and the honey flowing. According to a quick Google search, over 70% of the Earth's population spend their weekdays trading their labor for goods, services, or some form of monetary compensation, myself included. 5 billion people on this planet spend roughly 90,000 hours, or a little over 10 years, working as cogs in an insatiable machine. With that being said, I'm not aiming to demean or belittle anyone working in traditional 9-to-5s I'm speaking to you, or neo-traditional labor conditions. All work, so long as it is not profoundly immoral or wicked, is admirable in some form or fashion. However, I am against work that is categorically a waste of time, emotionally damaging, and spiritually, as it pertains to the human spirit, detrimental. Consider this: if we allocate 1/6 of our lifetime to service, shouldn't we at least attempt to pursue a job, a profession, or a career that provides fulfillment? Or at the very least, partake in something that we can tolerate that is not cognitively inimical? Unfortunately, the predominance of humankind have chosen to do the opposite. Too frequently, our time, what little we have of it, is willingly bartered for something that actively destroys our well-being. When someone receives payment for their professional services, regardless of the amount, what are they actually being paid for? More often than not, the individual in question is being compensated for the services and skills they provided to a consumer over an allotted amount of time. Moreover, if we continue that train of thought, it seems that an individual can only become skilled through practice and the contribution of their time. Simply reiterated, it seems that we spend our time honing various skills so that we may spend the majority of our lifetime willingly sacrificing our time to do things we do not want to do. Seems a bit ridiculous, no? Additionally, the omnipresent and unobserved powers that be, the various corporate and political administrations of the world, would lead you to believe that money and our culture's ever-consuming lust for it is essential for our survival. Yet the truth proves to be much more disheartening. The currency of the new world is time, and we are sacrificing it for money. Money can be earned back. We can always make more money. Time, however, is indispensable. How we manage our time is of the utmost importance, yet we seem to think otherwise. The cult of the new currency have chosen to ostracize these traditional ideas of yesteryear. These new wave thinkers have reclaimed their time and invested their wealth in the stock market of tomorrow, subsidizing and betting on the conglomerates of gratification, passion, and growth. Making money, they're making time. Time for things that satisfy their soul's palate. The cult of the new currency are trading time for money and experiences, cultivating and curating their lives in a meaningful way. Unbothered by societal expectations, they are able to find fulfillment from within, not from without. Where there was once sacrifice, now resides an equitable exchange, a harmonious balance of professional fulfillment and personal exploration. Although your local cafe's barista only makes $30,000 a year, she willingly trades her 30 hours a week in exchange for a socially enjoyable and non-physically demanding job. Consequently, she is granted 3 labor-free days a week where she is able to pursue her passions, maximizing her happiness and limited supply of time or lifetime. Conversely, ponder the life of a high-level executive making 6 figures, evidently a slave to his organization. Despite his upper-class lifestyle, he sacrifices 65 plus hours a week to his corporate captors in exchange for social status, entitlement, and lack of fulfillment. Obviously, both of these examples are extreme uses of cliches. There's no denying that. Yet, I've personally interacted with individuals who perfectly typecast both stereotypes. That being said, I've also encountered individuals who flip the script. The world-traveling CEO who creates his own schedule, contrasted with the miserable bartender who works 60 plus hours a week. The important differing factor is the delegation of time and resources on an individual's behalf. Is that cushy office job really the best use of your time? Or is the contentment, lack of laboriousness, and $100,000 a year truly keeping you loyal? Why is it that we are so quick to sacrifice our time in exchange for money, even if it equates misery? In essence, the cult of the new currency understands that moderation and balance are key constituents when considering how to spend your time. They know that wasting time is substantially worse than wasting money. Let me be clear, I'm not suggesting that you quit your job, however you have the means to do so, I would highly recommend it. I understand that money can help fuel our desires and passions. However, as crazy as it may sound, there is a way to be fulfilled by your profession and have the time to pursue the things you want to pursue, whether it be travel, art, etc. The most common argument that is presented to counter this mindset is the following. Living this life is not practical or realistic. My response is, why not? How exactly is it impractical or impossible? Because when you observe it logically, it has to be possible. Millions of people across the world are doing it on a daily basis. With a bit of hard work and personal adjustment, you can have the best of both worlds. Unfortunately, it seems that many individuals would rather sacrifice their life resource in exchange for money out of fear. When you dismiss a lifestyle such as the one I am proposing due to fear or lack of drive, then you've already lost. What I'm recommending is that you join the cult of the new currency, allowing yourself to be inducted into a community of risk takers and life livers. Build a life that maximizes your happiness, allowing you to take advantage of your money and your time. Overcome your fear of the unknown and take back the resources that are rightfully yours. Exchange your time for work that you can actually tolerate or ideally enjoy. Abandon your life of dissatisfaction and learn to adjust to a new life, even if it means the loss of monetary income. Trade that perceived loss of income for time and allow yourself to pursue what is truly important when molding your new life. Invest in yourself and watch how your wealth in the new currency grows. You only have one short life. You do not have the time to be doing things you do not want to do. You just listened to the post titled The New Currency by Andrew James of establishingtheself.com.
Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
I think it, Andrew. This one reminded me of the listener email I narrated for you a week ago, exactly a week ago, actually, in episode 1640, about the woman who left her job, started volunteering, and then found what she's passionate about through that, and is on her way to making a career out of it too. It's a powerful story, and this article felt like it aligns with it pretty well, so you might want to check that out too if you haven't already, especially if you liked the premise of this episode. Again, that one was from, I believe, Sunday, episode 1640. And that should do it for today. Have a great day, a happy Sunday if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.